Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishneh Gimel. This Mishneh will address a question of what to do when some of the inheritors of an estate, or particularly real estate, make an improvement to the real estate. Who benefits? The Mishneh says, Hiniach banim gedolim uktanim. If a man dies and leaves over adult children and minor children, hishpicha hagadolim asek nechasim, if the older ones, who are more responsible, they are able to, and they improve the karka, they improve the real estate, hishbichu la'emtza. That shavach, that improvement, the value of that improvement, becomes part of the estate and is shared by them as part of their partnership in the estate. Now, the Gemara explains that this is only true when the children, the inheritors who make the improvement, do that based on utilizing the funds from the estate to do that. They go through the bother, the tircha, to make sure that they hire the workers and they do get the materials, etc., all from the estate. But if they were to utilize their own resources in order to improve it, then that improvement would go to them. Now, im amru, if the older children who are going to want to make this improvement, prior to making the improvement, they say, "Ru'u ma sheheniach lanu abba," they say to a bezdin, "See what our father left over for us." Hare anu osim v'ochlim, said that we're willing to get involved, but we're only willing to improve it for our own benefit. So then, hishbichu la'atzman, then the shevach, the improvement, accrues to them specifically. But despite the fact that it accrues to them specifically, as the Rush explains, clearly Beis Din, who, after being told by them that we only want to do it for ourselves, and they still allowed them to do it, obviously they saw some sort of benefit for the estate in general as well. So the Mishnah continues, V'chein ha'isha, also a woman, the wife of the deceased, she'hishbicha es ha'nechasim, if she improves the estate, hishbicha le'emtza, she's done it also to the partnership in general. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara says that this is talking about a very specific case. That we're talking about a woman who herself, the wife herself, is a Yoresha. She, normally a wife does not inherit her husband, but in this case we're talking about where she would. For example, if a fellow had married his niece, his brother's daughter, and he himself had no children, and his brother was not alive, and his brother had no sons, he only had daughters, and one of the daughters is this fellow's widow. But she has sisters as well who would inherit. So she's inheriting on the basis of being the niece, not on the basis of being a wife. And under that scenario, she's saying that she wants to improve it. And when she improves it, despite her engagement in the activities and the difficulty involved, if she utilizes the estate's resources, it goes to l'emtza, goes to the partnership, the improvement. In Amra, however, same thing as we said earlier, if she says to Beis Din, "Uma sheniach li bali," see what my husband, who's also her uncle, has left over for her, and Hariani Osev Ocheles, I want to work it and be able to eat the benefits of that, Hishpichal Atzma, again, then she has made the improvements accrue to her.